The following sermon was delivered at the 10:30 worship service at the United Methodist Church of Kent. Please enjoy.
The sermon this morning is the 11th in a sermon series entitled Good Teacher, Life Lessons from the Lord of Life. We've noted in this series how Jesus taught through his actions, through his sayings, and through his parables. The parables have a particular power. Jesus in his parables presents us with graphic images which are designed to move us to consider how we are living our lives. This is certainly the case with the parable we heard this morning, which we actually heard in two different versions, one version in Matthew and the other version in Luke. The parable of the two builders. One built his house on rock, the other built his house on sand. Let's be for a moment in the spirit of prayer. And the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There's a very interesting feature of our church building. Most of our facility rests upon very sandy, peaty soil, an unstable mix that extends well beneath the surface. If the people who had constructed our building had just set it directly on that kind of soil, the whole thing would be tilting by now. We'd have huge cracks in the wall if they had not already collapsed in. But instead, the construction of our building involved doing what Jesus described in the parable, especially the version we heard in Luke, where Jesus described a man who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. Our building, from the newest part, the gymnasium, to older parts, is actually built upon giant pilings. Huge columns of steel and concrete are sunk deep into the ground until far beneath the surface they hit solid ground. The building is supported on those pilings and thus rests upon rock. Jesus, of course, was not giving us construction advice. He was providing us with a memorable picture for how to build your life. In the Old Testament, one of the common images used for God is the image of a rock. As it was once said by David, "The Lord is my rock, my God, my rock, where I take refuge." The rock image reminds us that God is solid, even when all else in life is ephemeral and unstable. To build our house upon rock clearly means to ground our lives upon God, to find in God our strength and our security. One of the realities of building construction is that you often cannot tell how solid a structure really is just from an outward glance. We were reminded of that in tragic fashion this past summer, when the Surfside condominium tower collapsed in Florida. That building looked to the average person to be solid, but it was sitting on porous ground filled with rising seawater, which was corroding the building at its base. Part of the tragedy of that condominium situation was that the owners for years had resisted making necessary investments in building maintenance. It was easy to delay. In life, people often never get around, really, to making key investments in their spiritual life. Things can look all right for a while. Corrosive habits can be ignored. But as Jesus pointed out in the parable, one day a storm comes and the house that is not well grounded falls. Storms in life come at us in all sorts of ways. This pandemic has been a major storm, a long one for our whole society. Political storms have been especially threatening in recent years. Some people have been swept over by extremist ideologies. In your personal life, an illness can be an unexpected and worrisome storm. Job troubles, relationship difficulties, various personal challenges can threaten to tear down life. But we find solid help as we look to God. As the psalmist expressed it, "I wait patiently for the Lord. God drew me up out of the miry bog and set my feet upon the rock. So Jesus urges us to build our life upon rock. As he does so, he clearly is calling us to faith, but he's also calling us to something more than mere belief, which becomes quite clear in the specifics of the two versions of the parable. In the Matthew version, Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock." And he's even more explicit in the version in Luke, where he says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock." Building on the rock is thus an illustration for acting upon the words of Jesus, which makes sense since building anything involves considerable effort. It is common today for people to think of religious belief as merely a set of ideas in the mind or a pious feeling in the heart. But Jesus leads us to recognize that something more is needed than just calling him Lord. Jesus leads us to live out his teaching. This is why, as Methodists, we put great emphasis on faith expressing itself in action. Over the past few weeks, I've been talking in worship about how we can offer our spiritual gifts in service to God by filling out a spiritual gifts inventory. There are still some around the building and also online. Or how we can offer our financial gifts in service to God by filling out a pledge card, or how we can be a part of building a new women's dormitory at Africa University by making a commitment to that project. We recognize in all this that real Christian faith always involves acting in service to Christ. It's through such activity that we progressively build our lives upon Christ. In this regard, it is worth noting that any building project typically takes time and often moves in stages. Authentic spiritual life requires a long-term commitment, often moving in stages. It is far more than a moment of decision, not simply a casual thing. Real devotion to Christ leads us to dig deeply in faith, to ground our lives ever more in Christ, and to keep living out our commitment through wide-ranging action. This is why we join the fellowship of the church, because the church is the prime setting in which major long-term spiritual growth can happen, and through which we can engage in meaningful action in the world. The Apostle Paul once described the church in Corinth as being like a building project, where different people were participating in different layers of development. As he put it, "You are God's building. According to the grace given to me, like a master builder, I laid a foundation. Now someone else is building upon it." Most significantly, Paul pointed out what the root foundation of that entire building project is. As he went on to say, "No foundation can anyone lay except Jesus Christ. All that we do is solid, as in everything we build upon Christ." The imagery of building upon a rock takes on particular meaning today, All Saints Sunday. In a few moments, we'll be remembering people who have died in the past year. If life has no foundation, it is simply like that house that was built upon sand. The storm of death comes, and everything is washed away. But there is a different destiny when a life is built upon the rock. Then, as Jesus said, the flood came, the wind blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded upon rock. The imagery of the parable also has broader implications beyond our personal lives. It's notable that the climate summit is happening right now in Glasgow, which is dealing with literal storms of increasing intensity that are smashing into our planet because of global warming. We are summoned to make long-term commitments that will enable our whole world to rightly stand on solid ground so as to be able to withstand storms to come. Jesus' parables are designed to move us to take decisive action in life. He started typically with a common scenario. Imagine someone building a house in the hill country of Palestine. There is loose soil and there is solid rock, especially if you are willing to dig down to it. Like any semi-arid landscape, the hill country is filled with wadis, dry riverbeds, which can quickly fill with a torrent of water whenever it rains. Jesus then provided the memorable image of the man who built wisely. A man building a house, he said, dug deeply and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. Torrents may burst against us in life, but there is a foundation that will keep us from being shaken. As the psalmist put it, "On God, my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge, is God." Let us pray. O Lord, you are the rock upon which we can build a sure future. We thank you, eternal God, that you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the rock upon which we have an everlasting future. Inspire us, O Lord, to respond to you in faith, to put our trust in you, that we might indeed establish our life upon the rock, that we might find in you our real strength and security. Storms of life are all around us, but in you, O Lord, we are not shaken, but we can stand firm in your eternal power and goodness and promise to us. Lead us as indeed we open our lives to how you would guide us, that we might grow in our faith each day, and that we might share in how your purposes can unfold in our lives. We thank you that you draw us into the fellowship of the church, where together we can participate in meaningful action in our world to make a difference in our own time. We do reach out to persons in our own fellowship who are in times of particular need. Remember those who are sick and those who are dealing with surgeries, and lift up especially this morning Al Siegfried and also Laura Thompson. We also remember those who are mourning. We lift up especially today Pat Beatty and family upon the death of her aunt, and the family and friends of Bob Webb. Lead us, Lord, as we find our comfort in you and the assurance of your promises. We lift up our fellow United Methodists today at the Marshallville United Methodist Church, thanking you for the broader connection we have as a part of your whole church family, including many churches across the world. Lead us today, O Lord, as we would find our sure future in you, as we face the challenges of our time in trust, and as we open our lives to how we can be a part of the unfolding of your purposes today. Lead us as we lift, O Lord, our faith to you and give to you our thanks and our praise. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the United Methodist Church of Kent Sermon Podcast. For more information about the church, visit www.kentmethodist.org.